Before my very eyes, the little sneak of a chicken-stealing thief eased himself through the opening and slithered inside the cage. Pete, you're disgusting. This is an outrage. I can't believe you... It was then that I realized. Suddenly, a bold and clever plan began to glow in the dark corners of my mind. Suddenly, I realized that, well, eating little Alfred's chickies would be a terrible thing to do, right? And I'd been given the job of protecting them from coyotes and skunks, and... Okay, remember that moment earlier in the day when I'd had this vision, this powerful feeling that some heartless villain would try to eat our precious chickies? At the time, I thought it might be Rip and Snort or Scrunch, Sinister the Bobcat, or one of the usual suspects on the ranch. But it had never occurred to me. Somehow, I had omitted the name of the most likely suspect of all, the most cunning, the most greedy and selfish, the most heartless villain of all. Pete the Barn Cat. Do you get it now? Pete had been planning this deal all along, and somehow I had, picked up the mental thought patterns of his so forth. Yes, I had known in my deepest heart of hearts that our chickies, our precious chickies, would be attacked by this greedy little fiend. And suddenly I realized that, hey, Pete was inside the chicken coop. I sprang forward, shot out my right front paw, and slammed the door shut. I looked into Pete's astonished eyes. He wasn't grinning anymore.
Now, Hanky, let's don't do anything we might regret. Maybe we could
forget it, Pete. You ought to know that I never do business with creeps like you. I'm afraid your chickens have come home to roost. And with that, I went straight into an emergency barking program we call Alert and Alarm. Suddenly, the thieving, sneaking cat was flying around inside the cage, bouncing off the walls and scattering baby chicks in all directions. I barked with all my heart and soul. Alert! Alert! Alarm! Alarm! May I have your attention, please? We have just trapped a killer cat in the chicken coop. Send all troops and angry ranch wives to the backyard at once. The lights came on inside the house. I heard the murmur of voices and the sounds of feet upon the floor. The yard light came on, the back door flew open, and out came everybody. Alfred, Loper, and Sally Mae. Fellers, it was one of the finest moments of my whole career. There, in the glare of the yard light, they saw the head of ranch security pointing like a bird dog at the chicken coop, inside of which lurked the villainous, bloodthirsty cat who had attempted this awful crime. Tee-hee! You should have seen Kitty Kitty. By this time, he was huddled in a corner of the cage, glaring daggers at me with his weird, cattish eyes. His ears were pinned down on his head, and you'll love this part. He had a chickie roosting on his head. Sally Mae almost fainted in shock when she saw her spoiled, pampered kitty curled up in the cage.
Pete, how could you...
There was a throbbing moment of silence. Then little Alfred said,
Hanky saved my chickies. Pete was trying to eat them.
Hard lines formed on Sally Mae's brow. She beamed me a suspicious look. What had I done? Then marched over to the cage, snapped open the door, and dragged Mr. Chicken Stealer out by the scruff of his neck. She held him up for all the world to see. I loved it. And said,
Pete, you naughty, naughty cat. The very idea. Shame on you. Shame, shame, shame.
It was wonderful.
Delicious. I loved every second of it. Pete got the tongue lashing of his life, got pitched out of the yard, and received the humbling he so richly deserved. And me... Well, what can I say? I had caught the villain, saved the little chickies, and solved the case, all in the space of 15 minutes. There in the backyard, in the spotlight, in front of everyone, I received the Bronze Star and the Rational Medal of Honor, and was even named Dog of the Year. No kidding. And you know what else? Sally May heaped praise upon me. Here's what she said word for word. She said,
"I don't know what went on out there, but all right, Hank. Somehow you've blundered into doing the right thing. Good dog."
Did you hear that? Good dog from Sally May. Wow, what a night. Well, it doesn't get any better than that, does it? And when it doesn't get any better, it's time to shut her down and call it a day. Case closed. P.S. I never would have harmed those precious little chickies. Honest. And all that stuff about chicken dinners, nothing to it. Just a little joke. No kidding. Oh, Alfred's and my chickens grew up and won 2 ribbons at the county fair. Boy, I was sure proud of those chickies.